Scatterstan. Want to talk a little bit about the religious emblem coordinator's position. This was a email that was sent to me by Jim, who wanted to really know more about the religious emblem position of being a coordinator. This religious emblem coordinator position exists at three different levels: the council, the district, and the unit level. The religious emblem coordinator are responsible for educating, motivating, evaluating, and expanding the use of the religious emblem program. Now, their duties on all three levels, they need to encourage all youth to earn the emblem of their faith. They're also to promote religious emblems, just like the BSA promotes other youth advancement. They are also required to establish goals and track the number of religious emblems to be completed over a year. BP, the founder of Scouting, wrote in Scouting for Boys in 1908, "No man is much good unless he believes in God and obeys his laws. So every scout should have a religion." Religion seems a very simple thing. First, love and serve God. Second, love and serve your neighbor. Earlier, I talked about how there is a district, council, and unit levels of this position. At a unit level, the religious emblem coordinator is a direct contact to a certain faith. Much like a merit badge counselor, there are certain requirements to earn this emblem. And on a unit level, that's where that comes into being implemented. On the district level, they are to coordinate with all of the unit religious emblem coordinators. The district coordinator actually builds a network of all the different faiths. So if a scout is looking for a religious emblem coordinator for their faith, the district can help find that coordinator. Now, on the council level, they are more concerned with making sure that all the districts have a coordinator that's working with all of the religious emblem coordinators within the units. And this reinforces the BSA values through religious emblems. This helps improve the relationship with the religious character partners within the units. Now, unit leaders need to become familiar with the religious emblem coordinator's positions, their relation to the unit, and the responsibilities. Gathering promotional resources. Unit leaders can gather promotional resources on religious emblems. They can also obtain the names of religious emblem coordinators at roundtable and at district events. It's important that the religious emblem coordinator makes a plan and works at setting goals and recruiting presenters and schedule presentations, especially from the district level. Always remember that the first promise that we make in our oath on our honor is duty to God. The religious emblem reinforces all of those different faiths that scouting is really based on. Scouting is so important for our young American youth. Leadership and faith is a big thing. And the second big promise is to country. We need to build good young Americans for a very promising future. And you're a part of that. And I am so proud and thankful for your service to scouting and to our country. Keep up the good, hard work. We're building good leaders for a very good future. And until next time, I'll see you on the trail.